Final quote, look at page 21. The title of this is Man May Become Like God. It's a lesson on Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 20. This is from the book Search These Commandments, which is a Melchizedek Priesthood Personal Study Guide. This is used for the equivalent of the men's Sunday school class, the priesthood manual for the church, copyright 1984. And look in the bottom left-hand corner. It says there, God was once a man as we are now. And it says, quoting Lorenzo Snow. Lorenzo Snow, by the way, was another prophet of the Mormon church, the leader of the entire Mormon church. Lorenzo Snow was promised by the Lord through the patriarch to the church that through obedience to the gospel, he could become as great as God. Right, the next column over. Elder Snow, again this is Lorenzo Snow, expressed this newfound understanding in these words. Now, what I'm about to quote here is one of the most famous little couplets, probably the most famous couplet in all of Mormondom. Elder Snow says this, quote, "As man now is, God once was. As God now is, man may be." Later, the prophet Joseph Smith assured him, "Brother Snow, that is true gospel doctrine, and it is a revelation from God to you." Now, I want you to contrast. Remember, we're supposed to be contrasting. Is this the gospel found in the New Testament, or do we have a different gospel? I want you to contrast this prophet, Lorenzo Snow, with another prophet, Isaiah. So we're going to take a Mormon prophet, Lorenzo Snow, and compare him with the prophet Isaiah in the Bible. The prophet Lorenzo Snow says, "As man now is, God once was. As God is, man may be." Let's compare that with Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. This is in the right-hand side. This is a photocopy, by the way, of the LDS edition of the King James Version of the Bible, which reads the same as our King James. When it says this, Isaiah 43:10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." Now, Isaiah says there's no God formed before God and there's no God formed after God, where the prophet Lorenzo Snow says, "As man is, God once was. As God is, man may be." Let me tell you about the first time anybody ever showed me Isaiah 43:10. I was a Latter-day Saint, and the first person to ever show me this was a friend of mine in seventh grade named Tommy. Tommy asked me, he said, "James, what church do you go to anyway?" I told Tommy, "I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." And Tommy said, "Well, that's good." It took Tommy a couple of weeks to figure out that was the Mormons, you know, so he came back a few weeks later, he said, "James, you're a Mormon." And I said, "Well, Tommy, that's kind of another name for our church." I'll never forget what Tommy told me. Tommy said, "You guys believe in a different God than we do." I said, "Oh no, Tommy, we believe in God and Jesus and the Bible just like you do. We just have a little additional information." He said, "No, James," he said, "actually, I looked you up in the encyclopedia." I said, "Well, in the encyclopedia, what does it say?" He said, "Well, the encyclopedia says your church teaches, your gospel teaches, that God, before he was God, he was once a man, and that you can become a God yourself one day." I said, "Oh, Tommy, you misunderstand. We believe you can become a God, but only if you're worthy and obedient. We believe that the same as all the churches." See, I thought all the churches believe that. And Tommy said, "Oh no, there's only one true God." I said, "Well, Tommy, there's one true God for our earth, but there's other earths and other gods." And Tommy said, "Oh no, there's only one true God. Every other God's a false God." And I said, "Where does it say that?" Here's a seventh grade friend in seventh grade. He showed me Isaiah 43:10, where the Bible says, "Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." Now, it took until I was 21 before I realized that the gospel, the restored gospel, the law of eternal progression, was not the gospel in the Bible. It was actually a different gospel warned of in Galatians chapter 1. Of all the people who witnessed to me over the years, Tommy was the first. Now, Tommy never would have found out that I had become a Christian because I lost track of Tommy shortly after the eighth grade. And it wasn't until I was 21 that I became a Christian. And Tommy would have never known had it not been for a birthday present for me one year, years later. My wife, for my birthday that year, she somehow hunted down Tommy and got him on the phone, my friend from seventh grade. And she said, "You remember your Mormon friend James Walker? He's a Christian now. He has a ministry to help those who have gone down the wrong path, and you were the first one to ever witness to him." So I kind of want to be a Tommy in somebody's life. That's my goal. I want to be a Tommy for somebody else.